Programming sponsored by Notre Dame Federal Credit Union. Over 100% financing on auto loans. Where you bank does matter.
You may have noticed more and more references to creative innovation in business, big tech, and other news stories lately because it's rapidly and globally advancing so much of modern life. It works for evangelization of modern people, too, because we make important interconnections with culture by reaching people where they are and showing them timeless beauty and goodness and truth. I'm Sheila Logminas. Time for a closer look. Welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in. As they say in the church, accompany people where they're. I love how Archbishop Shapu put it. You meet people where they are, but you don't leave them there, especially people in our modern culture today. You leave them right where they are in false beliefs, a false understanding, giving the benefit of the doubt. A lot of people truly believe that an ideology they're pursuing or a change in the laws that we don't believe is moral, for one thing, is truly what's good for people. You know, why not let people who love each other get married? That kind of thing. Why, you know, not let a woman choose without really being honest about that, because women are not being given a choice in abortion clinics. But in other words, there's a lot out there to do. We have to do, and people are being reached right where they are. Where they are tends to be social media and media in general, and so therefore we have to be there. And we have to be able to reach them with what? You start out, I'm going to let my guest tell you that, but you start out by saying, well, that's not true. This is what's true. You may not win them over. They may not believe you. And you start out with saying, well, here's what's good, because what you're pursuing is not good. And they're not going to, you're going to get an argument. But you got another way to start out, and you're going to win them over. At least you're going to have their attention. Joining me for that discussion is Dr. Todd Warner, who, besides practicing medicine and does it well, writes for Bishop Barron's Word on Fire Media and serves as managing editor of Evangelization and Culture, the new quarterly journal of Bishop Robert Barron's Word on Fire Institute. Todd, welcome back. It's been too long since we've talked, far too long.
Sheila, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for having me back on.
You are just a gem. Your writing is wonderful, Dr. Warner. I don't even know how you fit it all in. I've told you this before off the air, that I'm envious. Even when your family moved and you've built this incredible library, and I thought, okay, mine are stacked all over the place. Your books are now neatly ordered on all these shelves. I don't want to look at your pictures anymore, because you're not like me anymore. You're all ordered. But anyway,
those are fake pictures, Sheila. They are.
I don't believe it.
I fix it for the picture, and then it's a mess again.
Well, I'm not hoping this for you, but I am thinking, well, maybe after you moved and you did all this and you built this perfect library and it's absolutely beautiful and the French doors and all that and all those neatly rowed shelves, I thought just maybe, you know, the months or maybe what's it been, a year or 2 years or whatever since then, maybe he's grown more and more like, okay, I've pulled the books off the shelves and now there are a few stacks on the floor and I've gotten more in and they've stacked up over here in this corner as well. And maybe the desktop isn't quite as neat. And I don't wish that for you, Todd, but
it's like you're right with me. You're looking at my office as we speak. So thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Oh, well, I would relate to you more. So when I see the desk of former the late great William F. Buckley, I can so relate. Even in my family, we have a devotion among many other saints and blessed Titus Bransma. When I see his desk, I think, oh, I can so relate to him. He's sitting there at a typewriter, which I love. He was also big on communications and radio, which I love. But he also had this really messy desk. And then there's Einstein. So anyway, I digress. Todd, let's talk about the work you do, because somehow you fit it all in. You read so much and you write so much and you're a doctor and you're a great family man. And now, besides the fact that you have been of late working for Bishop Barron's Word on Fire Media and writing for them, you also serve now as something new, the managing editor of Evangelization and Culture, a new quarterly journal. I am really eager to hear more about that, and so are our listeners. So tell us about that journal.
Well, first of all, it's thank you for having me on, Sheila. It's always good to talk to you.
It's a pleasure.
This is just an extraordinarily exciting endeavor for me. I think it's an extraordinarily exciting endeavor for Word on Fire. You know, Evangelization Culture, this new journal, it's a quarterly journal that is coming out of the Word on Fire Institute. And the Word on Fire Institute is this growing movement of people that are connecting with each other online, connecting with each other locally, under kind of the tutelage and the guidance and the teaching of Bishop Barron and members of the Word on Fire Institute, who are doing a lot of teaching. And so the first thing I guess I'd say before I start talking about evangelization and culture, I just want to say the Word on Fire Institute is an extraordinary endeavor that is under Jared Zimmer, under Matt Nelson, Bishop Barron oversees it, Father Steve Grunau is the CEO. This is just this effort to reach out to people, to lead with beauty, to engage in uncertain culture, and to champion an intellectually robust and mystically rich Catholic faith. And so the intent of the Institute is, first of all, to have people join the Institute. And if people want to join, it's on www.wordonfire.institute. And membership is $27 a month. You get access to all sorts of things, whether it's experts teaching on evangelization through theology, philosophy, sociology. There's forums for discussions. There's subscriptions to all of Bishop Barron's wonderful digital media. And then you get also access to this Word on Fire journal. Now, the journal itself, like I said, it's a quarterly journal. The first journal is coming out here on August 1st. And honestly, our intent in making this journal has been to say, we want to make this the most beautiful and most substantive Catholic journal that has yet been created. And we have a lot of other wonderful Catholic journals that are out there that we have such admiration for and that we are all reading. Our intent is to reproduce the extraordinarily beautiful and truth-witnessing aspects of the Catholic faith and to have that land in the mailboxes of people who are members of the Institute every 3 months. And so that's a kind of a short thumbnail of it. But we're just so excited for the release, and we're excited to have this conversation.
Well, I wanted listeners, as soon as I found out about it from you, I wanted listeners coast to coast to know about it. I want you all to know about it, and the fact that the link I put on the show page today, you can go right there and find it at the Word on Fire Institute. So it's wordonfire.institute. That'll take you right there. And right on that page, you can read all about Word on Fire Institute and go down and subscribe and become a member of it. And then you'll find out, as Dr. Todd Warner said, August 1st coming up in a few weeks, is the launch of the new journal, quarterly journal, Evangelization and Culture, and dedicated each edition to a different particular theme. I love this first issue. Let's talk about this. How did you decide on what would launch as the first issue, Todd?
So this is something that came straight from Bishop Barron and Father Steve Grunau and the director of the Institute, Jared Zimmer. They sat down and talked about what are the most pressing themes out there in the secular culture where Catholicism can speak to it. And what you and I both know is that Catholicism speaks to everything. It's like Chesterton said, it has something to say about everything. It is indeed universal. And so the notion of leading, first of all, with creativity, it fits with the ethos of Word on Fire, in which we try to lead with beauty. You said it so well earlier, Sheila. You know, there are a lot of people that are uncertain about their faith. They're uncertain whether they believe in God. They're trying to figure out, what direction their life's going to go in. And so they're searching for truth. Well, one of the things we can commonly agree on is there is beauty out there. And if one agrees upon the notion of something that which is beautiful, you start to approximate the notion of goodness. And when you start to agree on the notion of goodness, you are getting nearer to that which is true. And if there's a truth, we don't live in a world of moral relativism. We live in a world where there is a right and a wrong. There is a true and a false. And so creativity as an initial theme, leading with beauty, it just fits with who Word on Fire is as an institute and as a movement. So the exciting thing about this first journal is that we have priests and we have homemakers, we have poets, we have scientists, we have professors, we have artists. It's a whole wide range, and again, kind of like the Catholic Church, a universal reach of contributors especially speaking to the notion of what the creative act is with respect to Catholicism and what the creative act is with respect to each person's individual life. And Sheila, if I can just, I want to say one thing really quickly.
Oh, don't make it quick. Just keep talking all you want. I love to listen.
sometimes when you're going through the process of creating something like this from scratch, one has to take a step back and say, this is the work of many extraordinary hands. But I just have to say, if I can, Roseanne Lee, our creative director, and Cassie Pease, our creative manager, they are, when we talk about a substantive journal with so many contributors speaking so wisely, so insightfully, so provocatively about the Catholic faith, those words go on a page, but when it comes to the design of it, and when it comes to the beauty that just leaps off the page and the way a journal feels and the way you interact with it, that's the beautiful, tangible, material act. And that, I got to be honest with you, Roseanne and Cassie are absolutely indispensable contributors to this. And if I may, I spend many, many days, a number of different hours, sitting and looking at them through Skype, figuring out what do we do, where do we go, and we're eating Dots pretzels and talking about Diet Mountain, or drinking Diet Mountain Dew, and making it through one page at a time. So I just want to say the creativity theme and the whole creative endeavor of this particular journal, it takes a lot of hands, but especially our creative people doing the creative work for this have been absolutely and utterly indispensable.
And you're so good. You have this charism of encouragement, of support, and of friendship, Todd. You really do. And to give the team, and it is a team effort. It certainly is that. A lot of people who are in the backside of it, on the backside of it, aren't seeing maybe your byline. Your name is out there, but they're not. But you just did a wonderful job of giving the major not just kudos, but the laudatory praise to those who deserve it. I love the way you put it, and that's true. I mean, as writers, we know that. As readers, we know that words on a page are words on a page, but then they become ideas that leap off the paper. And that's a transition right there that I caught when you were saying, and I think that's very, very pivotal, that moment when they go from words on a page to ideas. When ideas take a hold in our minds, then they take up life in the mind, right? And then ideas then form our actions, don't they? They inform what we do from the ideas in our mind. So that's how important the words on the page are. And it's important all the more that they leap off the page and become ideas that form you. That's your goal, isn't it, with evangelization and culture?
It totally is. You nailed it. You know, so many people out there are working to educate people. What evangelization and culture, what the Word on Fire Institute and the Word on Fire as a movement is doing as a whole, is trying to form people. We're trying to form people in their interior life, form the intellectual life, and form the aesthetic life. And ultimately, at the end of the day, if people join the Institute, if people look at this journal, if people listen to Bishop Barron or read something on the blog at Word on Fire or what have you, the long and the short of it is, if they walk away having been transformed to having a deeper faith and a warm friendship with Christ, then that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to bring people closer to that Christ-centered relationship, and we do believe that this is one of the ways to do it.
Well, I think it's just highly inspired, and I think Holy Spirit inspired, that you keep doing more and more things. I remember when it was Father Barron here in Chicago, known him for a long time, and he was at Cardinal George's residence in Chicago, and an event was being held to launch the whole idea of the Catholicism series. Going all the way back to Word on Fire in the first place, I remember this story well, of when he was around the table with other priests. And I imagine Cardinal was there, and when talking in that way, Bishop Barron, back then Father Barron, was antsy. This is something I see that needs to be done. And they were talking about that, and Fulton Sheen, and you know, we of course there is no Bishop Sheen today. I mean, not per se, like himself.
Right.
So he's talking about, but we need that, and we need somebody to do something like that today, and just sort of brainstorming as he likes to do. And I think the wise, I don't know if he was older priest or what, sitting at the table, listening to him across the table, said, okay, well, so what are you doing about that? And that wonderful question, I hear you, you're right. What are you doing about that? Is something we all ought to ask ourselves every day about what's wrong, like Chesterton says, what's wrong in the world? What's wrong in our country? What's wrong in our communities? And then look at ourselves. Well, what am I doing about it? So he continues to expand, from Catholicism series into the second part of that, the new evangelization, into Pivotal Players, into the Word on Fire Institute. And now at Word on Fire Institute, you're expanding like this. So, Todd, before off the air, you shared with me that in each of the quarterly issues of the new journal. And we're talking, if you just tuned in, Dr. Todd Warner is with Bishop Robert Barron's Word on Fire Institute. He's the managing editor now of the new Evangelization and Culture, the new quarterly journal launching August 1st. Each issue will be dedicated to a different theme, a particular theme. First one is on creativity. And Todd, before off the air, you share with me that every issue, and you said that contributors really range in background and what they bring to this, but each one, those contributors will approach that theme with, you say, a sensibility that, let's get back to this, that leads with beauty, engages an uncertain culture, and offers witness to the intellectual and mystical richness of the Catholic faith. See, people wouldn't otherwise be interested in, I don't care what you believe in your church, but you lead them to that through another way. And talk about why Bishop Barron teaches this and you live this at Word on Fire Institute, leading with beauty, and why the importance of leading with beauty.
You know, it's interesting because I always like to paraphrase Chesterton and saying, you know, especially in this modern age where there's so many people that are disaffected religious, or they're considered the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, who are unaffiliated or consider themselves unaffiliated. I like to borrow from Chesterton or paraphrase him, saying Catholicism has not been tried and found wanting. It's been found difficult and left untried. You know, it has not been tried and found wanting. It's been found difficult and left untried. So what Word on Fire and the Institute and ultimately Evangelization and Culture, the journal of the Institute, are trying to do are to say, we are ready to engage the secular culture. We are ready to discuss these things, and we're ready to do it in an honest, challenging, winsome, beautiful way, because that's what the faith is. And so the notion that one needs to sort of, you know, kind of downplay certain difficult truths, or one has to present the faith as something that's musty and unapproachable, that's sort of not the faith that Catholicism ever was. And so the notion of a beautiful church with extraordinary orthodoxy that speaks to the dignity of the human person and brings us to our best selves, our Christ-desired selves, that's extraordinary. And you and I both know that there's so much hunger out there. There's so much people being alienated from truth, alienated from meaning, alienated from purpose. And the point is, the church is just trying to say, let me show you the way back. Let me show you the way back. It's right here, but just walk with me. Walk one step at a time. I think it was Aquinas that said, or maybe it was apocryphal, but if you want to convert somebody, take them by the hand and lead them. And so in a winsome, honest, orthodox fashion, leading with beauty, Word on Fire, the Institute, and ultimately Evangelization Culture is trying to do just that. And so we're so eager and excited for people to lay their hands on this journal and to turn page by page and meet the people whose lives have been transformed by truth with a capital T.
And you told me that this has been a very exciting undertaking for you to even get launched, to even put it together. I mean, you told us a little bit ago how you're drinking the Diet Dr. Pepper and eating the pretzels and trying to work this out page by page. And it just sounds like a wonderful brainstorming session. And the fruits that have come of it are just evident in your passion for it, in your excitement, because I share your excitement that it's coming out. I'm very, very eager to get that first issue and really pour through it. I'm very excited that it's going to be out there and available to people. So on that note, since you're after the nuns, the none of the above, thank you. I'm very much, I don't want to be affiliated with any religion. The people in the culture who are, as you put it, uncertain culture, how do you hope to reach them with, in the first place, Evangelization and Culture, the journal, for them to know it's there?
You know, the first thing we do is we want people to know that the Institute is there, and we want people to take, you know, we're trying to get the word out about the Institute to begin with, and the initial sharing of the journal is going to be to Institute members, but our intent is to grow the Institute quickly, and it's taking off by leaps and bounds, and with every public endeavor, lesson being taught by a Matt Becklow or by a Matt Nelson or by a Jared Zimmer or by all the numerous fellows that have now come on, signed on to teach for the Word on Fire Institute, the word is getting out. And so it's even like radio programs like this. There's plenty of people out there that are listening, probably driving home from work right now, that have never heard of Word on Fire or the Institute, who might say, I want to go to that website and check this out. So in time, we're hoping that we'll be reaching into parishes. We'll be having local communities, local leaders within various cities that want to have forums and so on. So this is something that literally is grassroots, but growing, growing like wildfire. And you're giving us the opportunity to talk about it right now is a grace in and of itself, Sheila.
So I'm going to share what we've been talking about, Todd, with our listeners right now. I want you all to know, sure, coast to coast, and as Todd said, many of you are on the commute right now. I say this often, Todd, that when I'm out at events, a lot of people tell me, you're my companion on the commute. They literally are listening in their cars on the highways of America. Some are listening in the podcast, and you can download podcasts and listen at your own convenience at other times, but just get that podcast on the Relevant Radio app, and you can, you know, share it with others as well. But so those of you listening coast to coast, what you're hearing, this is exciting, a new quarterly journal, Evangelization and Culture, by Bishop Robert Barron's Word on Fire Institute. And as Todd said, you may not even know that exists in the first place. wordonfireinstitute.com. And I've got the link. A lot of you are on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, go over to my show page, A Closer Look. And I always remind you to click like so you'll get these posts I link to. You'll get them in your feed. And then you're able to not only access them yourself, but please click share. So you're putting that across your own social network, and people will be able to exponentially spread it across the country through other, I mean, and outside the country for that matter, to others as well. So this is Word on Fire Institute's new quarterly journal. And when you shared with me, Todd, more about the journal, it's going to have book reviews, film reviews. Talk about that. It's going to have everything, dedicated sections dedicated to art, science, right? Interiority. Yeah. What do you mean? The spiritual life, the internal life?
Correct. So we're going to have a column that's going to be written by priests, by nuns, by brothers. They're going to speak to how does everything from economics to art to anxiety, how do you cultivate in interior life from the various things we're encountering on a daily basis? And if I may, you know, like I said, each issue is dedicated to one particular theme. There's going to be four dedicated feature thematic articles, four longer articles that are dedicated to the theme of the journal. And then there's a commissioned academic article. And we're getting, international figures. People want to sign on to write, and we pick nothing but high octane. And we're talking about people who are homemakers, or people who are an Oxford poet who's internationally celebrated, like Malcolm Guite. So we're very excited about the breadth and the depth of what's going to be in the journal. And all I can say is, if anybody thinks that journals, print and soon to be online media are you know, a dime a dozen, they haven't yet seen Evangelization and Culture, and we're just so excited to introduce them to it.
And I'm excited with you. So to continue sharing what we've been talking about, I want all of you to know, coast to coast, that you know I have some features. I have different features, regular ones, like Father Robert Spitzer comes on for the Essence of Things with Father Spitzer. And then periodically you'll hear the difference one person makes when they see something and needs to be done and they step up to do it. I mean, different features. Something I've decided is so important here is what I'm talking about with Dr. Todd Warner. I'm so excited about Evangelization and Culture and the power it's going to have to reach people and ourselves. I mean, those who are already in the church and in the faith, it's going to enrich our lives as well as reach others. But so that Dr. Warner, Todd Warner will be back. He'll be coming back. He's the managing editor of Evangelization and Culture. And we're going to continue this conversation ongoing. I want you all to be a part of it too. My inbox email to get to me, because I read them all, is aclosterlook@relevantradio.com. That's my Relevant Radio inbox for the show, aclosterlook@relevantradio.com. If you have ideas or questions or, you know, want to know when Todd Warner's coming on again to talk about Evangelization and Culture, I'll let you know. But stay tuned for that. But so, Todd, we're down to a little bit of time. You've also, what I'm excited about besides everything else, is that you've also commissioned original art and poetry, and also hope to, you have actually revisited classic poetry. So you've got both and, right? New commissioned. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, like I said, we looked at this, everything from the way the journal is going to feel in your hands, the way the pages look, the different artists, the different arts. I mean, I'm biased, but like I said, our mantra has been the most beautiful, the most substantive Catholic journal that's been yet created. We're so excited about this as an endeavor, and if anything, if it brings people to deeper faith in Christ, and a friendship with Christ, then we're saying our work has begun, but it's being fruitful.
Well, it is being fruitful because you've all been inspired to do this. and it is really powerful. Evangelization and Culture, quarterly journal by Bishop Barron's Word on Fire Institute. Dr. Todd Warner is the managing editor, and he'll be back telling you more and more, especially as it launches. And I've got it in my own hand, and we're able to talk more about the contents. But meanwhile, you can check it out at the link I posted online. Todd, always a pleasure to talk with you. Always exciting, always edifying and inspiring. God bless you for all you do, and I hope to talk with you soon.
Thank you, Sheila, and God bless you. Thanks so much.
God bless you and all of you at Word on Fire. I know you're very busy. I know there's filming going on this summer for Pivotal Players again. There's so much happening. Folks, you will be the first to know as soon as I find out next.